Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A development out of New York, a good development. The New York Attorney General Letitia James, Tish James, has now issued subpoenas to Ivanka Trump and Don Trump Jr. in the tax and real estate fraud investigation in the state that is proceeding both criminally and civilly. They have resisted it. This is Donald Trump did. Donald Trump resisted his subpoena. What, executive privilege? I can commit fraud and I'm not even president? Are you kidding me? He lost that one. They're now making a different argument. And I want to unpack this a little bit. They're saying that this subpoena is pretextual. It is being issued because really they want this information for a criminal case against the Trump family. And they start to air their dirty laundry within the family in opposing this thing, opposing these subpoenas. So they're saying, please do not make us respond to a subpoena in a civil investigation for fraud when its purpose is to be used in the criminal case. Let's unpack that a little bit. Let's talk about the law. First of all, you can go after fraud civilly or criminally. Civilly, if you find that somebody committed fraud, the IRS finds that, they can prosecute them, or they can assess penalties, interest, fees, and punish them that way. Or in an egregious case, they bring a criminal prosecution. But that is not a basis for resisting a civil subpoena. If Ivanka Trump and Don Trump Jr. are afraid that their testimony will be used against them in a criminal case, they can take the Fifth Amendment, even in a civil case. They have to show up for in response to the subpoena, they show up for the deposition, and they sit there. And after "What is your name?" they keep saying, "I refuse to answer on the grounds that it might incriminate me." That is their right. The problem, as they know and their lawyers know, is their refusal to answer, their invocation of the Fifth Amendment, cannot be used against them in a criminal case. In other words, in a criminal case, you can't say, "Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we tried to talk to these characters and they took the Fifth. I think that means they're guilty." If you said that as a prosecutor, and no prosecutor would, there'd be a mistrial and you'd be chewed out. No. But in a civil case, somebody takes the stand, you subpoena them and they're on the stand, and they say, "I refuse to answer on the grounds that might incriminate me," or you show a video of their deposition saying that, the judge can and will give an instruction to the jury in a civil case where you're not going to go to jail, but you're going to pay fairly substantial fines. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, these defendants, these people have refused to answer. You may infer from that, you may assume from that if they had answered, what they said would have been bad for them, would have been bad for them. And they understand this. So they're caught between a rock and a hard place. Now, let me say the obvious. I mean, come on. Let me say the obvious. If you have nothing to hide, Jack, give the deposition. What the state of New York believes, because this is where a lot of the Trump properties were, and this is where the Trump organization is headquartered, and this is where his CFO, his chief financial office, Wesselberg, has been criminally charged, chief financial officer. And his lawyer, Michael Cohen, was convicted and spent time in prison. Now, I got news for you. If you're a company of some sort, real estate company, whatever it is, and your chief financial officer and your attorney are criminally charged, the attorney goes to the slammer and the chief financial officer is dodging and weaving and hoping to stay out of the slammer, that ain't good. That might not be a company you want to invest in. Well, this is definitely one you don't want to invest in. And now they're going after the principals. And what are some of the theories in those cases? Well, one of the theories is that they use different valuations to banks and the state for lending and taxpayer purposes. What do I mean by that? The bank is not going to lend you money unless they think you have assets, security, that they can seize if you don't pay. And with Donald Trump, he's an expert at stiffing people. His whole career, any wealth he has been made by stiffing people. So what you do is you say, this is what they allege anyway, and which this is at least the basis, they haven't been charged yet, of what they might allege, is okay, there's a building here, say on Fifth Avenue. You told the bank it was worth $100 million. And then they lent you money based on that. When it came time for tax purposes, you had to value it because you were going to be paying taxes on it, say real estate taxes. And you told the state it was only worth $10 million. So you wouldn't pay as much taxes. Okay, Jack, which is it? Is it $100 million or $10 million? You can't do that. Why? Because if you lie to the state on your taxes, that's a felony. And if you lie to a bank on the valuation to get a loan, that's a felony. Why is that? Because banks are federally insured. That's the hook. Federal government has an interest in banks not being defrauded, because if they are defrauded, unlike the beginning of the Depression, the federal government steps in and insures all deposits up to a certain amount. And it's gone up several times. Now it's a couple of hundred grand. So if you have 50 grand in the bank, your checking account, say, has 2 grand in it, your money market has 50 grand in it, and the bank goes under, you're going to get that money from the federal government. So the federal government would very much like people who get loans from the bank not to lie to the bank, because the federal government is ultimately on the hook. And all states would really like people not to lie about valuations on their real estate. And apparently, from some of the evidence that's leaked out, what the Trumps might have done when they are dealing with this thing, they'll say, here's our valuation. Here's Joe Schmo, the accountant that did this and that. But it's not audited. And they think that sneaks them out a little bit. Who knows? Anyway, in New York, the news is that the hammer is being laid down on the whole Trump family, Don Trump Jr. and Ivanka. Both of them have their fingers in the Trump business. They know what's going on. Trump knows what's going on. You know what Trump's saying now? This is very sad. This guy, Alan Weisselberger, is his old friend. He's been his accountant and chief financial officer for decades. And Trump goes, well, Alan said it was okay. Weisselberger said it was okay. What do I know? Nobody here but us chickens, boss. I don't know anything about accounting. I don't know nothing. I don't know nothing. My accountant said it was okay. Stick it to his accountant. I mean, that's really what's going on. He stuck it to Cohen, his lawyer. Lawyer went to jail over Stormy Daniels. Cohen never went to bed with Stormy Daniels. Cohen did nothing with Stormy Daniels, except Trump said, pay her to keep quiet. And so Cohen negotiated that. Normally, there's nothing wrong with a settlement. This happens all the time. But Cohen went to prison for Stormy Daniels, among other things. And Alan Weisselberg, if he goes to prison, is going to go to prison for tax and real estate fraud and valuation fraud. And the Trump family smiles and slips out of it. They're experts. They're like Houdini. They're like Houdini. You could put handcuffs on Houdini and you walk away and he's picking your pocket. I mean, this is what's going on. Doesn't anybody out there besides me think it's bad that Cohen went to jail over Stormy Daniels and not Trump? And that somehow Alan Weisselberg may go to jail and not Trump and Ivanka and Don Jr.? We're going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.